Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3:18, "Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord." There are two things that help determine personal growth. Firstly, your relationships. Amos 3:3 tells us, "Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction?" The company you keep would lift you, level you, or lower you. A lady wrote this letter to an advice columnist. "In my last year of school, my English teacher took an essay I'd written and tore it apart in front of the class. I was humiliated. I felt dumb. That was years ago, and I've never forgotten it. In a few short seconds, the wrong person diminished the woman's sense of self-worth for a lifetime." Secondly, your reflections. When a Sunday school teacher asked a little girl, "Who made you?" she replied, "God made part of me." The teacher asked, "What do you mean?" The girl replied, "God made me little and I growed the rest of myself." God holds us responsible for our personal growth. The psalmist wrote, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation." The word meditation means reflective thinking. Like a slow cooker, meditation allows your thoughts to slowly simmer until they're done. Most of us would rather act than think. But as Socrates observed, the unexamined life is not worth living. Reflective thinking is uncomfortable for a variety of reasons. For instance, we have difficulty staying focused. We find the process dull, and we don't particularly enjoy spending time reflecting on difficult issues. But if you don't carve out the time for reflection and meditation, you won't mature. You won't grow in the grace and knowledge you need to succeed. It's that simple. There's great counsel from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.